Jesus holds the hood hostage, everyone. This is TLE TV, TLE Radio, and here's the facts. Here's what's going on. Because apparently in the news, Jesus is continuing his stranglehold on the hood. Why do I say that? Because a Texas mayor named Ivy Taylor spoke at a public forum at a nonprofit work, and where she placed the blame of poverty at the feet of the poor, you know, the hood, stating the poor's inability to find God's love was at the root of systemic poverty. Before I go further, I'll show you the clip. Here we go.
Our next question comes from Megan Legacy, the executive director of SA Christian Resource Center.
Good afternoon. What do you see as the deepest systemic causes of generational poverty in San Antonio?
I'll start with you, Mayor.
Oh, gosh.
It's a deep one.
It's an easy one.
We could be here all afternoon talking about that. The deepest systemic causes,
the real root level causes.
Well, I mean, since you're with the Christian Coalition, I'll go ahead and put it out there that to me, it's broken people, you know, people not being in relationship with their Creator, and therefore not being in good relationship with their families and their communities, and you know, not being productive members of society. So, I mean, I think that's the ultimate answer. That's not something that I work on from my position as mayor of the community, though I try to be an example. But as far as some of the policy issues that we work on from the political angle or the nonprofit angle, you know, I see education as the great equalizer. And so for a variety of reasons, want to talk about school districts or economic segregation, we just have not provided the same opportunities for people to be have access to high quality education that puts them on the path for careers in every single part of San Antonio. So I see that as being one of the systemic causes. Another that I've worked on that I'd like to point out as well is teen pregnancy. And that kind of goes hand in hand with education, because when people are parenting early, that usually means that they don't have the opportunity to complete their education. So it ends up being a vicious cycle. So those are a couple of the things where, you know, I think there's a lot of things we can do. I have tried to bring teen pregnancy forward as an issue. We need to focus on our resources from the city platform. And, you know, I've gotten some pushback. I've had people say, oh, that's a moral issue, a religious issue, a family issue. I've tried to frame it as an economic development issue, because when people are parenting early and not connecting to the educational system, completing their education, then that means that they're usually going to be underemployed or unemployed, and that the cycle will continue. And I do believe that there are many things that we can do from, whether it be from city council or in the nonprofit community, in order to stem that tide.
Now, according to the Daily KOS, a woman from the Christian Coalition inquired as to the real root level of poverty, and Mayor Taylor responded, as you can see, since you're with the Christian Coalition, I'll just put it out there that, to me, it's broken people, you know? People not being in relationship with their Creator, and therefore not being in good relationship with their families and their communities, and, you know, not being productive members of society. I mean, I think that's the ultimate answer. That's not something that I work on in my position as mayor of the community, though I try to lead by example. Now, the Lyrical Elitist, which is the website, you can visit the website, lyricalelitist.com. We reported that Taylor, who is a registered Democrat, is largely conservative, according to the San Antonio Current. Taylor voted against a non-discrimination ordinance back in 2013 as a councilwoman. Now, although the public forum was being live streamed by San Antonio's now cast SA, Taylor still countered the claims, the story, stating that the video was manipulated and intentionally edited to mislead viewers. The video, live streamed by now cast SA, shows no obvious signs of editing. And here's where I have to go left. You've been waiting for this, right? So here it is. Here's the real deal. So now, the only point of contention here is her claim that poverty comes from a lack of relationship with God. Perhaps Mayor Taylor has not been to any third world country or nation that has been colonized by Europeans. What happened to all the black nations that were invaded and had their religious system overhauled to adopt white Jesus and friends in the first place? They fell in line with their program, but yet their nations continue to suffer. Take Haiti, for example. A large percentage of the population lives in poverty, and all they have left is God. Whether it's Catholicism or whatever, all they have left is God. Now, do you mean to say that their relationship with the Creator is a farce? That maybe their relationship is fabricated, is not real, is not existent, or is not worthy enough of God's attention to get them out of the poverty that they're in? Is that what you're saying? Then, of course, on the other hand, you have a great number of wealthy people, the wealthiest, who don't even buy into the Western society, Christianity, or any variation of it, and decide to think other things, blaming their riches or whatever on their hard work ethic, not because of a relationship with God. How many times have you been saying, oh, to get out of your current position, you need a better work ethic? They used to say that black folks were lazy. Black folks were lazy, even though they were the first ones here working for free, building everything for the ones that's calling them lazy. Because the lazy people, they didn't want to do it themselves. They can get other people to do it and not pay them to do it. But I digress. So, who then is the true creator? To blame systemic poverty on something as intangible and unqualifiable as a relationship with creator is disingenuous, especially for Mayor Taylor, being a black woman. She was not born into her wealth and success, but she's going to go ahead and attribute it to her relationship with God. How many other people have better relationships with God? I know pastors right now who are more in line and more in touch with God than she is, presumably. More in touch than she is, but yet she is the one that is more wealthier than them. Let's talk about it. Let's think about this for a second. If it was all came down to a relationship with your creator, relationship with God, the people that have nothing left but God should be the wealthiest, just by that logic. But anyway, now, it is my opinion that the only God you do have a relationship with is the God of money. But he that creates and manipulates what you're worth is your God. Now, by the way, the good mayor does have an election coming up in 2 weeks. Maybe we should go ahead and weed her out of office if this is the way she wants to think about dealing with the hood and people within the hood. Maybe she needs to stop trying to pander to religious right wing and think that we're going to go ahead and brush off the inequalities of systemic poverty. Has she not looked at the black churches? The number of black churches actually outnumber the number of white churches. So whose relationship is closer to God? You need so many churches, so many pastors, so many people seeking God because there's so much lost out there, right? But yeah, who are the ones in poverty? Explain that to me, Ivy Taylor. That does not make sense. You've been burned by TLE TV, TLE Radio. I wish you would counter with something better than that. I'll be ready to pounce on it. I'm your host, Hassan Live Doing It, signing off TLE TV, TLE Radio. Make sure you check out our website, lyricalelitist.com. Again, that's lyricalelitist.com. Visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalelitist, as well as subscribe and like us on YouTube, TLE TV, as well as The Lyrical Elitist. Again, I'm your host, Hassan Live Doing It. Have a great day.